I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. Black women die of breast cancer at higher rates than white women. Part of the issue is who gets mammograms and checkups, but there are other factors, as outlined by the University of Michigan's Comprehensive Cancer Center. Some of those factors may be beyond the patient's control. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
A lot of women are frightened they might develop breast cancer, but despite that, they avoid going for screenings or exams that might help in early detection. Former CBS anchor Renee Seiler is herself a breast cancer survivor. In an online interview with Black America Web, she says she understands that fear, but doesn't want it to get in the way of saving lives.
I've heard people say, I don't want to know. If I have cancer, I don't want to know. Why?
Right.
Why would you not want to know that? Wouldn't you want a fighting chance at success and beating the disease?
Knowledge can be power, but sometimes it complicates the choices you have to make. A recent preliminary study by the University of Michigan's Comprehensive Cancer Center says Black women's breast cancers often occur at a younger age and are more aggressive than they are for their white peers.
We also found that African-American women were diagnosed at a higher stage.
That's lead researcher for the Michigan study, oncologist Catherine Lee. Cancer stages go from 1 to 4. A higher number indicates the disease has progressed further. Dr. Lee says annual imaging and exams are important parts of breast health, but as the Michigan study and others have pointed out, there are other pieces to this puzzle.
These findings demonstrate that there is something else going on, something biologic, that is contributing to the outcomes of African American women compared to white American women.
That something else is the realization that African American women have a greater proclivity for estrogen receptive negative or ER negative tumors. These tumors don't absorb the hormone-based therapies that successfully treat some tumors. Marcy DeVoe, an associate journalism professor at Cal State University Northridge, describes herself as one of the lucky ones. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2003, but she caught it very early. Her tumor was so little, she says, it was classified T1, the smallest classification.
They're finding breast cancer so early now that they had to put a stage in between 0 and 1.
That was good news for DeVoe. Discovering she was in that group of women who are ER negative wasn't. After frank discussions with her doctor, she knew what that meant.
It means our tumors won't accept tamoxifen, some of those other drugs that are now sort of the wonder drugs that are being used.
But if traditional therapies won't work for these kinds of breast tumors, what does? DeVoe's Beverly Hills oncologist, Dr. Philomena McAndrew, agrees options are limited.
Part of the reason is that we don't have specific targeted therapy that we can use in addition to the chemotherapy, the general chemotherapy, that will act to further reduce the risk of spread over time, as well as reduce the risk of a new breast cancer in the other breast.
Dr. McAndrew insists an ER-negative diagnosis is not a death sentence.
Having a tumor that has aggressive features is not synonymous with the fact that their tumor is going to recur. Many and most of those women are cured or are ultimately alive many years later without evidence of spread of the disease.
Marcy DeVoe has learned through Dr. McAndrew and her own research that there are things she can control, such as exercising daily, reducing her fat intake, and drinking alcohol occasionally, if at all. She feels comfortable that these will lower her risk of recurrence and that time might be the biggest help of all.
There are breakthroughs almost every month. I truly believe we will find, if not a cure, we will find a better way to manage this chronic disease, hopefully in the next 5 years.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.